online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The chair of the parole board has apologised to victims of serial sex attacker John Warboys after they weren't told of his imminent release from prison. The former taxi driver was jailed in 2009 for attacking 12 female passengers, but was suspected of over 100 other crimes. He's now been recommended for release. Sir Keir Starmer was the director of public prosecutions at the time Warboys was convicted. He refused to say whether further charges should have been brought.
Crown Prosecution Service hold the file on this case. They made the decisions in the case, and it's really important that you go to them to get an accurate readout of the decisions that have been made.
A man's appeared in court and denied murdering his 9-week-old daughter in Dover. The baby was taken to hospital after police were called to an address in Crabble last January. She died 2 days later. 21-year-old James Ring, who used to live in that area, also denied an alternative charge of manslaughter. He's been remanded in custody and will go on trial in May. A man's been arrested in connection with an alleged sexual assault on a Kent bus. A teenage boy is said to have been targeted on the 10X stagecoach service between Lenham and Ashford train station last month. A 67-year-old has been released on bail while inquiries continue.
KMFM News.
Firefighters have been called to Snodland to tackle a blaze at a block of flats on the same estate as a devastating fire last year. It broke out in a boiler room on the third floor of the building in Lamb Close near Larkfield just before 9:30 this morning. A man and a woman have been treated for breathing in smoke. Karen Pointer is from Kent Fire and Rescue.
Obviously the residents are a little bit shocked. It's a bit close to what's happened to before. So we'll do some work with them to put some more reassurance in. It's just unfortunate that we've had two fires in within a short period of time at the same area.
There's a warning of major delays after a massive pothole appeared on the A249. Road bosses say they've had to close the Maidstone-bound stretch between Bobbing and the junction with the A2 at Keycole Hill for emergency repairs. The hole is about 100 feet long and opened up during heavy rain yesterday. The road will be shut until about 6 tonight. A child's been taken to hospital after being hit by a car in Ramsgate. Emergency services were called to Denmark Road at around 5 yesterday evening. The girl's injuries aren't thought to be life-threatening.
This is KMFM.
The price of a takeaway coffee could go up, with MPs suggesting a 25p so-called latte levy. It was only applied to disposable takeaway cups in a bid to reduce litter and encourage recycling. There are fears we might have hosepipe bans this summer as Southern Water apply to bring in drought measures in Kent. It's because despite the recent storms, we've had low rainfall this winter. The company wants a permit to top up Bure Water Reservoir from other sources like nearby rivers. Paul Kent is from Southern Water.
It's a gentle reminder to our customers, you know, not to waste water, for example, leaving the tap running while you're cleaning your teeth, leaving the tap running while you're peeling the vegetables. Those sorts of things don't seem a lot, but over a period of time, and every customer's doing that, we can save a lot of water just by using water sensibly.
The site at Lamberhurst was at only 38% capacity at the end of December. And Stephen Fry has stepped down as the host of the BAFTAs. He's been doing it for 12 years, but says it's time to stand down and let others take over. The new host will be announced along with the nominations next week.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
England's cricketers were frustrated on day two of the fifth and final test with Australia in Sydney. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, after England posted a first innings total of 346, the hosts replied to close on 193 for two. Captain Steve Smith's proving tough to get out again, unbeaten on 44, while Usman Khawaja is approaching his century. But it was a positive day for debut England spinner Mason Crane, who impressed without taking a wicket.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was naturally a little bit nervous, but I was also really excited and I had great fun out there and I can't wait for tomorrow now.
In tennis, British number two Kyle Edmund is out of the Brisbane International Tennis after putting up a good fight against Bulgaria's Grigor Dimitrov. He took the world number three to a deciding set in the quarterfinals before losing 6-3, 6-7, 6-4. And Serena Williams has delayed her comeback to competitive tennis after withdrawing from the Australian Open. Williams says she's super close, but not yet at the level she wants to be at to defend her title in Melbourne.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.